USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a coronavirus aid package, sending it on to the Senate just hours after President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. It was back in May of 2018 that the White House abandoned the pandemic office. Officials who work there say the U.S. has lost valuable time in dealing with the outbreak. The president was asked about it during a press briefing.
When you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that because I don't know anything about it.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. He told reporters at a White House briefing he's had his temperature taken and it was normal. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
I immediately self-quarantined.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.